The National Chief Imam, Sheikh Osman Nuhu Shaributu, has offered prayers for late President Mills, the government and the nation at large. He described the late president as a man of many parts who identified himself with the Muslim community. He said his compassion for peace and development will forever be remembered. The prayers form part of activities marking the first anniversary of the passing on of President Mills. Yakia Kwamwa has more.
The National Chief Imam, Sheikh Osman Nuhu Shaributu, who spoke through an interpreter, said late President Mills exhibited a sense of humility, tolerance, and love for everybody, irrespective of age. He said his patience, endurance, and care for humanity is a legacy other leaders and the youth should emulate. The National Chief Imam, apart from praying for the late President Mills, also prayed for the current leadership for God's guidance and wisdom to enable them to continue from where he left off.
In the anniversary of the late president, there's a need for us to pray for his departure. He prayed that all what he has started, all good things that he has initiated, may the Almighty Allah give us the chance to complete it. I also prayed for the nation, for us to be united, and then for the peace that we are enjoying to continue.
The Minister of Trade and Industry, Haruna Idrisu, said the late president, though a Christian, did not discriminate against any religion. According to him, the president had always requested for Muslim prayers for the execution of his vision. He said his dedication to duty, time management, and tolerance for divergent views is food for thought for the youth.
Firm tolerance and a strong believer of religious coexistence, that under him as president, all the religions of our country will coexist. He was a personal friend of our national chief imam and dedicated himself to the sustenance of all religious practices. President Mills directed that the constitutional provision on religious conscience, that every religion, we must respect each other's faith and uphold the constitutional provision for every person to freely practice the religion that he believes in.
You heard the Minister for Trade and Industry, Haruna Idrisu, ending that report by Yahya Kwamwa.
Prior to the state funeral for late President Professor Atta Mills, a period of national mourning and lowering of the national flag was declared. All public buildings were draped in red and black, as well as the national flag to symbolize the state of national mourning. The outpouring of grief was overwhelming. They thronged the premises of the State House where the late president's body was laid for public viewing. Rebecca Ekpet takes us back to the mood and sounds of the State House a year ago when she joined the media team to pay the last respect to President Mills.
What I saw when I got to the grounds of the State House was like a sea of black and red colors. It was as if the whole of Ghana had descended on the forecourt of the State House to bid Professor Mills farewell. After filing past his body, I thought Professor Mills looked peaceful. But what did my other media colleagues think? First, I felt money.
His death reinforces one fact, that's a tragedy of staggering magnitude. Because look at the outpouring of grief and the teeming crowd. Some came here as early as this year, but we even understand that some had to pass the night here just to catch a glimpse of our late president. So this reinforces the fact that we are united in mourning.
Transport a chance to file past the body of the late president. What went through your mind?
It was a moving and sad spectacle. Virtually on his way home, we will see no more. It's sad that the president, who has worked almost 3.5 years into another election, suddenly has been called to our ancestors. It's sad, but my consolation is in the fact that all Ghana is together in mourning our late president. That is a good sign. If we can carry that into the coming election and even beyond, I think that good things ahead of this country.
Some members of the Inki fraternity did not have a chance for a final glance at the late president.
Mrs. Asante, did you have a chance to file past the body of the late president?
I'm yet to.
But the media went earlier. How come you haven't had a chance to?
Not all the media.
I also chanced upon the Metropolitan Archbishop of Accra, the Most Reverend Charles Palmer Bacall, after he paid last respects to Professor Mills.
What we believe in is that he's done his bit, and we are praying to God to grant him a place in the bosom of Abraham, that he may be at peace, you know, with himself. And our prayer is that he will intercede for us, and that we will walk in his footsteps of humility, being God-fearing, being, you know, a man who sacrificed himself for the good of the country.
What was going through your mind at the time when you saw him?
Oh, I would say that since he died, a lot of things have been going through my mind, not when I saw his body.
Which is?
Praying for his wife especially, that God will grant her, you know, strength and faith to be able to go through this period of stress, pain, and for the family, that God will wipe away their tears, and for the country Ghana, that God will grant us from this man's death to learn what to do for the unity and the peace of our country.
You heard the Metropolitan Archbishop of Accra, Most Reverend Bishop Palmer Bakel, ending that report by Rebecca Ekpe.